Good morning, a Monday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, on this Monday, the seriousness of what's happening between the U.S., Iran, and the possible repercussions. Weeping, Iran's supreme leader was praying over the remains of a top Iranian general killed in a U.S. airstrike in Baghdad, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Offering the prayers on Monday in Tehran for Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani, the crowd wailed in response. They also burned mock flags of the U.S. and Israel during the funeral ceremony. Blowback as well. Iran is abandoning nuclear limits after the U.S. killing. President Trump is now doubling down on striking cultural sites in Iran if there's any retaliation. And there's a lot of fear being stoked around the world as to what might happen.
Well, that's right, David. And there are allies of the Iranians, and we know that. And you can begin to see it happening as Americans are being killed. There's no question. I believe it's Kenya right now. And one other thing that we ought to be talking about, and that is that if you watch CNN this morning and other places, you're not going to see the word impeachment mentioned, or if it's mentioned, it's going to be in passing. I think the strategy was, and may well have been, to get everybody's eyes off impeachment and start looking at Trump as a forceful president. There are many of us who don't see it that way. On the contrary, we see this as extraordinarily dangerous, and I have no doubt that there will be repercussions. Right now, there's a war of words going on between Trump and the Iranians, in which he says he'll hit many of their cultural sites, and they come back and they say, and we'll hit even more, multiples of what you're threatening. So what we're looking at now are many more provocations on both sides. I certainly understand, David, that the Iranians have had their own political problems, and what Trump has done is to unite them. No question that what we saw was Iranians who thought that time had come for peace with the United States, and there were protests, and there were people marching. Not now. With one fell swoop, the president has been able to eliminate that. So look what he's getting. He's getting impeachment off the front page. His agents like Mitch McConnell and some of the others are saying, if they don't send those impeachment requests over here from the House, we are going to do a trial anyway, even without them sending it. Extraordinary stuff. And the American democracy, the constitutional Republican democracy, is in grave danger, as it has been all along. Of course, Trump supporters are all in favor of what he has done here with the Iran situation and the elimination of Soleimani. But if this continues, we are going to see it get worse. And the politics of Donald Trump doing what is good for him personally as opposed for the country continues.
The editorial board for the New York Times opines today, Congress stopped President Trump's rush to war with Iran. Republican senators are the only people with the power to restrain the president. Will they?
No. Right now, there is not any indication whatsoever that the Republicans will stop the president or desert the president. I'm sure that people like Susan Collins and others are looking at their polling numbers and saying, maybe we should be doing something. But in the end, the so-called marginals in the Republican Party have always been chicken to step out. When the history books are written, Dave, and they come back to this period, and they're going to talk about how America could have fallen into despotism, they're going to name these Republicans.
Here's something interesting. Could the strike on an Iranian general trigger a draft? In the hours since the Trump administration announced that the high-ranking Iranian commander had been killed, Americans wondered, does this mean war? And for young people, Alan, there was a follow-up. Would I have to go? Google searches were up for terms such as conscription and selective service. On Friday, the website for Selective Service, the federal agency tasked with maintaining a database of adult men who could be called upon should a crisis require a draft, experienced technical difficulties as people flooded the site. Of course, every year, millions of young adult men are required by law to register with Selective Service, a relatively low-cost insurance policy for our nation, as the agency puts it.
Well, let me just remind everybody, if you're of a certain age, you may not remember that President Johnson, who did some incredible progressive things in this country, from Medicare, Medicaid, you know, so much stuff that he should have been proud of. But Vietnam and conscription, no question about it, cost him his presidency. And he knew it. If, in fact, this talk turns into conscription for a president who says he's trying to avoid war, that being Trump, I would say it could cost him everything.
thousands rallied in New York City
against
these anti-Semitic attacks. Of course, the governor there, the mayor of New York City, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, among many other dignitaries from a number of faiths and ethnicities rallying together. But one of the things in terms of action that might come out of this, and it certainly will be part of the governor's State of the State message this week on Wednesday, is domestic terrorism. He wants a domestic terrorism law to recognize what's happening not only in New York, but around the country and the world.
Well, after Tel Aviv, New York City has the largest Jewish population. And we got to understand that if you're a politician in New York State and you've got a brain in your head, you understand that what you have to do is to be supportive here and to take on the anti-Semitic terroristic forces. They're doing that, and they're to be congratulated for it. It's the correct thing to do. It's also the smart political thing to do. Now, the idea that this continues and grows and that the wildfire of anti-Semitism has been taking off, as we have seen in other countries and other societies at other times, is really quite scary. And when a president of the United States basically declares war on others, on the others, it sends a signal to some people who may be unstable that they've been instructed to go and do this kind of thing. It's just awful.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Alan, thank you.
David, we're on a Monday. We're going to roll forward. No matter how many pieces of very bad news we hear, we're just going to have to keep going. And that's the only way to do this.